Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little bit of the Stones for you there. Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm excited about having Michael Mick. He says his friends call him Mick Fleming. He's the president and CEO of an American Chamber of Commerce Executives Organization, and he leads a group of people who lead some of my favorite organizations in the entire world, and that's the Chambers of Commerce. And he's our new friend. Mick, welcome to the show.
Well, Jim, I thought that was very appropriate that you start off with Mick Jagger singing.
Exactly.
And me coming up. Nice segue,
listen,
man.
We spare no expense when it comes to production value around here, Mick.
Beautiful.
thank you for being here, and thank you for all you do for small business, because through you, through your leadership of the ACCE and the support that you give to the professionals who are out there leading every day and every night, the chambers of commerce across the country, small business owners have a healthier environment, a healthier marketplace, and I want you to know that we appreciate that.
Well, Jim, it's great to be recognized for that. These folks work awfully hard, as you said, days and nights, and there aren't too many chamber execs who are home for breakfast on Tuesday or home for dinner on Friday. They're just out all the time working, and So it's great that they're appreciated.
Well, they certainly are. And, of course, as my audience knows, there's no bigger supporter of a Chamber of Commerce than me, because I'm coming up on very soon, almost 30 years. I'm coming up on 30 years of a membership in the Chamber of Commerce. I've been a board member. And my audience knows that on any given day, I'm liable to break out into some kind of a little commercial for Chambers of Commerce.
Chamber fight song.
Exactly. Talk to the, just in case there's somebody brand spanking new, they just came out of industry and they're starting their own business and they just don't quite know what a Chamber of Commerce is. Tell us what that is.
Well, I think that's the key question. I think everybody has heard of Chamber of Commerce and they all think they know what they are, but in many ways they're both highly known and not known at all. The brand name means something different to everybody. It's sort of like the eight blind men touching the elephant. Everybody who touches the chamber from a different direction
Right. Has
a different perception of what it is. First of all, the thing to stress is that, in this country at least, the chamber is not part of government. It's not some automatic thing that businesses are involved in. It's something that someone has to join. It's a voluntary organization. And that's very different than it is in the rest of the world, where the chambers are public law chambers. Somebody had a great line, I think it was Mark Jordan at the Memphis Chamber, said that what do chambers do? Well, they do everything that everybody thinks just happens. But the interesting thing is that in the Chamber of Commerce world, you know, we have tiny little chambers that are half-staffed and, you know, or a single staff person down in somewhere like Topsail, North Carolina. And then
Right. You've
got, you know, huge, really large corporations, nonprofit corporations that are also chambers with, you know, 100-plus employees in some communities. And so they are very different. And sometimes, you know, somebody said, if you've seen one, you've seen one. And they're very different, but they do share a few things. And I think the biggest thing that chambers share is that they all are in this prosperity business. Their belief as representatives of the private sector and the business community is that prosperity is a good thing. They can fight over whether it should be, you know, growth or new building or new highways or what someone might call sprawl or not, but everybody is in the chamber world is in the prosperity business, and they lead businesses and they lead communities.
One of the things that I think about a chamber is a chamber has in the unique position of cutting across all the boundaries that are put up by politics, that are put up by geography. But when I say geography, I mean this city and that city that are next door to each other, this county or that county, or this industry or that industry, the state, the local governments, the federal government. The chamber has the ability to cut across all those boundaries and to become a nexus for all of those to work together, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. We sometimes talk about chambers sitting in the middle of the of the triangle or the trilogy. It's mm-hmm. on one side you've got regular folks and people and community, the citizens at large, and on the other side you've got the government side, and on the third panel, of course, you have the business community. And the chamber sits sort of at the nexus of those three things and can cross over, and really the only kind of self-interested group that is really only interested in the future of the community. They don't have to keep, one sector of the business community happy. They don't have to keep one political party happy, or a special interest, neighborhood group. Their job is to just look ahead. And because of that, they sit in this unique position in the middle. And as you said, the crossovers, the neat thing is that for the most part, chambers, in some cases there might be a few turf issues and border edge communities that bump into each other. But for the most part, they're all on the same team, and they don't necessarily have to, compete with each other in order to succeed.
Over the years, I've had people that when I've encouraged them to join or whenever they have joined and later they dropped out or something, and I talk to them about that, they would say, well, I didn't get anything out of the chamber. And what I tell them is two things. Number one, you weren't paying attention. And number two, you weren't putting anything into it. If you didn't get anything out of it, it's because you didn't put anything into it. But if you didn't think the chamber did anything for you, it's because you probably weren't paying much attention.
Well, there's that, and then it's sort of like when you join a health club, you can just send them your check if you want to. And if you do that...
That's getting a little close to home there, Mick. I'm afraid that's what I do.
I've seen your picture on your website.
Yeah.
All right, you're just fine.
If you join a
health club and don't go, if you join a health club and don't follow any of the instructions the trainers give you, then, chances are, you'll still be fat and slow and out of breath.
Right, exactly.
And the thing with a chamber is that what the opportunity is, it's not just a library card, but it's an access point that someone can get what they need if they go after it. And they can get fit. They can get lean.
Mm-hmm.
They can get what they need through the chamber. I mean, there's four big functions that most chambers are involved in. One way or another, they're involved in some representation and advocacy. That's mm-hmm. sort of the indirect support they give to businesses. They fight for a business climate and fight to make sure the head of the community college doesn't drop all the courses that they're interested in. And and then they work on ease of transaction. They try to make sure that the friction of doing business in the community is reduced.
Right.
That's by opening doors and providing venues for people to talk to each other.
Mick, hold that thought. We've got to take a quick break and sell a few things. Mick Fleming is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the president and CEO of the American Chamber of Commerce Executives. When we come back, I'm going to ask him about this soiree that he's throwing next month for all these Chamber of Commerce executives. And I'm also going to ask him what his thoughts are on the chamber and economic development. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com or jbsba.com. And we're visiting with our new friend Mick Fleming, who's the president and CEO of American Chamber of Commerce Executives. He works for about 1,400 of my favorite people out there in the country, and that's the people who lead small business owners in their chambers all across the country. And Mick, give us the website for the ACCE, please.
It is www.acce.org.
And that's a website that's dedicated to professionals who are leading chambers. And now you've got a big event coming up next month, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And in early August there, from the 10th to the 13th, we have a wonderful event planned for St. Louis. It'll be the largest gathering of chamber professionals ever. Last year we broke records, and this year we expect to break those. In fact, we're already over the numbers we had a year ago. And
congratulations.
And chamber leaders come of all disciplines, not just the boss, but the people who run communications and government relations and program management for all these chambers all over the country all come together, and the chance for them to network and learn from each other on how better to serve the small business community.
Right. Now, at this moment, and I want to get the word out, Mick, to anybody who's working for a chamber, or folks, if you're a member of a chamber and you don't know whether your leadership is going to this event, you need to figure out how to get them there, because this is a very important event. But unfortunately, at this moment, Mick. We're in the late fee period, and so I'm going to ask you right here. I'm going to put you on the spot right here on national radio. What if someone calls in, somebody writes in or subscribes to the conference at this date and say that they've heard about it on the show? Will you waive the late fee?
I can for the rest of this week.
All right, just for this week.
Just for this week.
So, folks, this is only for the conference. Not that this doesn't include the hotel or anything like that, but just this week, anybody who subscribes, make sure you mention it on the show, and they'll waive the late fee. So, thank you for that, Mick. I appreciate it. Now, what is it? 160 something different programs that are going to be taught?
Just the speaker lineup alone, and thank you for being part of that lineup.
But my pleasure.
Between keynotes and panelists and others, there's well more than 150 different presenters, and the program is really aligned around disciplines, so that if someone's main job is economic development at a chamber and trying to attract and grow businesses in a community, you know, we have a track for them so that they can learn how better to grow their community, learn from the professionals, the folks who consult and teach in that area, but also from their peers, so they can benchmark against those communities that do it best.
Right.
And that combination of professionals and practitioners, you know, really gives a unique feel to this meeting. It's not just a bunch of academics with ivy growing out of their ears that are telling people what to do.
Right, exactly. Well, I'm looking forward to being there, and the next time you and I speak on the radio will be at that conference. I'm going to interview you when I do 2 days of the conference there in St. Louis. You mentioned economic development.
Hang on 1 minute. Back to our discount. If someone wants to get hold of me, they're going to have to email me at mfleming@acce.org.
That's how they're going to have to do it, huh?
All because right. The registration form online will not accept a cheap deal.
So I understand. So
they're going to have to connect with me.
mfleming@acce.org. Okay, so check that out, folks. Email Mick, and he'll get you that discount, and maybe he won't bill me back for it. Mick, you mentioned economic development. How has that changed over the years? Here's my first question. What do you think about chambers and the economic development part of a community being separate? What are your thoughts as opposed to it being all under one roof?
Well, every chamber has an economic development function. The question is whether or not they're funded by local governments to do that work. In some communities, economic development function, that is both attracting new employers, bringing jobs to the community, as well as nurturing and growing existing businesses. As I said, all chambers really play a role in that. The question is whether or not it's the formal, you know, government-supported function is separate.
What do you think about the two different kinds where it's all?
Well, I think it makes the most sense if they're integrated, but there may be reasons why it has been separated. For instance, the chamber may have taken some very strong position at one point in their history against some county leader, mm-hmm. who then pulled the plug on economic development
funding.
Well,
that's local politics, yeah.
Yeah, there's politics involved. And the other reason is that there may be reasons because of funding streams, because of geography, for instance, in southern part of North Carolina, for instance. You know, the crossover on economic development crosses the state line. That gets very dicey for chamber membership, but it's easy for economic development. So sometimes there's good reasons.
Well, I got 30 seconds, and this is not enough time, but I want to get you to talk about this more when you come back. Talk to us about economic development, how it's changed in the 21st century, for 30 seconds.
Well, the biggest change is that the focus now is no longer on inventory and who's got a building and who's got some cheap power or something. The whole issue now is about workforce capacity to deliver in terms of people
and also technology infrastructure.
That's changed a lot. And the infrastructure, whether it's schools or highways or plumbing, mm-hmm. All those things play a factor. But it's not about moving buildings anymore, which is what it used to be.
Right. Mick, thank you for being here. Thanks for doing a good job today. And I'll see you in about 3 weeks.
We'll be there.
I'm looking forward to it. Mick Fleming, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much, Mick, for being here. We'll see you next time. President and CEO of the American Chamber of Commerce Executives. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back with Jan Norman. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.